We are learning Masechtas Bav Metzia, Daf Lamed Hei Amar Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Amar Beis. Talk to Mishnah. Asoicha Parah Mechaveira. Someone rents a parah from his friend. Lamaisa, he rented it, he's paying rent, but he doesn't need it for his old, he rented it for 5 months. He doesn't need it for 5 months, and someone wanted to borrow it. V'shilu lach, and he lent it to someone else. And we'll see the Gemara on tomorrow's Daf. If you're allowed to lend to someone else, we'll see about that. But Lamaisa, he lent it to someone else. Now, the difference is, Asoicha, even if you're the most chomer degashita, you only chayiv for gneva aveda. You're not chayiv for oinus. A shoyel is chayiv for oinsim. So here, what happened was he rented it and then he lent it to someone else. Umeisa kadarka and it died kadarka, which is oinus. So yeshava aseicha shemeisa kadarka. The seicha makes a shua that it died a natural death and it's oinus, and therefore he's potter. Vashoyel yeshalam aseicha and the shoyel pays the seicha. He pays the seicha because he is chayiv for oinsim. So it turns out the seicher makes some money over here. The seicher will get money because there's a chiyuv einzim, but the seicher himself is part of the owner because it was einzim before his part. Om Rav Yosi, Ketzar Halo Oisa Shchayra beparasa shel chaveiro. Says how can be such a thing that you're making money off someone else's para? It's not your para. You're making a business out of someone else's para, and you're getting paid, and you're potter. El tachzor para lebayim, but you give back the para to the bayim, which means that if the shoyel it pays, you have to pay. You have to pay the original owner. You can't make money of someone else's parah. And the Gemara is going to say something, and that will be a few taisvis to be a machlekes. Let's see the Gemara. Omer of Idi ba'oven la abay. Rav Idi ba'oven asked abay. Mechti soicha mai kani. How is he koina this cow in order that the shoyel should be chayev to him? But mai kani la parah b'shvua. When he makes a shvua that it was an oinus. And now the seicher is potter to pay. Now it's his. And now when the shoyel has to pay, shoyel pays him. But namely, maskula seicher, dal ant v'dal shvozcha. You know, I don't want to talk to you. I don't need Yeshua. I'll go straight to the shoyel. But I know mashtina dava de shoyel. I'll go straight to the shoyel and talk to the shoyel. I can ask me, which a stipler really asks, that l'chayra, the shoyel's not your bal dava. He's not your shoyel. Zokta stipler state, it says over here, that you see from here, that avad if the seicher lends to someone else, avad that guy takes over the chiyuv of the seicher, and he's considered also the bal dover of the owner. So therefore, the owner could tell the seicher, like, I don't want Yeshua. Shkoich, I want to make Yeshua, but I don't want it. I want to talk to the shoyel. And I go to the shoyel and say, Yechayiv to me. So what kind of time is this that the seicher gets it and then collects from the shoyel? Let the owner say, I'll go straight to the shoyel. On Malay. So he answered, no. Misav v'seicher v'shuah dekakonali. You're not kind of the shuah. M'shas miso dekakonali. Once the oinus happens, right then and there, the seicher owns it now. Because seicher is potter, and it's like he owns it. V'shuah, the whole reason why he makes a shuah is because the huff is dait is all abai. It's just to make him feel better that there's nothing, there's no hanky panky here. But really, just the mis alone makes him be kainit, and therefore the baal bais can't say, I don't want you to make a shuah, because there's nothing to do with it. You are kainit really m'shas misa. So Taisus explains, Divin Maskel Tachzor, more to almost halfway through Taisus. Taisus says, El Taima de Rav Yosi in our Mishnah have him, Mishnah Seichel Ekoni El Beshua. That Rav Yosi holds the Ekoni of the Shua. A Maskel Yoimelo, the Maskel says, Dal Ant, Dal Shua, Chamashina de Rav Yisrael. And that's the Pshat. And Taisus says a little further, Rabbanan Savri, the Sacha Ekoni El Bemisa. Well, please give Divin Maskel and Taretz. The Mechlekes, the Tanakama, Rav Yosi, is good for this discussion. Could I tell, are you kind of with the Shua, and this is far as I don't make a Shua? Or you're kind of with the Misa, and therefore he's kind of, then the Shoyal pays him. So that's what we have in our Mishnah. According to Tanakama, the Shoyal can make money off this. If the Shoyal is, you give it to the Shoyal and it dies, but Ines, the Shoyal pays the Shoyal, Shoyal is potter. According to the Reis, he says, no, I tell the Shoyal, I don't want to talk to you, I'll go straight to the Shoyal, and therefore you can't make money with the Shoyal of your friend. Amrav Zeir, Pa'amim Shabailim Meshalmin Kama Parais L'Shoyal. Rav Zeira says an interesting case over here. He says that the times when the Bailim could land, the Bailim, the owner of the Paro, will land up paying the Seicher a bunch of Paros. How is that possible? First of all, like usually a Seicher pays the Bailim, not the Bailim pays the Seicher. And what's going on? Kama Paros, what's going on here? So he says like this. So that's good so far. So the Bailim rented out his para for 100 days. Then the Bailim himself borrowed it back. He says, you know what? I need it. I need the para. I'm borrowing it back. He borrowed it back for 90 days. So he still has to give it back for 10 days for his schiris, but he borrowed it back for 90 days. Hoda ogra mine tamnam yemi. Then the guy went ahead and back and took 80 of your 90 days. I rented, I paid you now again. Paid you a second time to get another 80 days from the Baalim. Then again, the owner borrowed it back for 70 days and he still owed you 10 days for those 80 that you of schiras. And so Lamaisa, that's what happened over here. So we have here 100 days schiras. He lends it back to the Baalim for 90 days. The Baal rents it back to you for 80 days. You lend it back to the Baalim for 70 days. And what happened was that it died. And it died by the owner in the middle of the Shaila, middle of his borrowing time. For each borrowing, a paro. When someone borrows something, takes responsibility for it. So here I had an oinus, and he borrowed it twice, and this is the Baal himself. So the Baal himself has to pay for each Shaila. Like Rashi explains, he has to also pay to give him back for the last 10 days of Schiris also. So Rashi learns he has to give him four paras. One for each Sha'ila and one for each Schiris. Because he rented him for 100 days, so he owes him still 10 days, so after 9 days he borrowed it. And he also rented him for 80 days, which is 10 days more than he borrowed for 70 days. So he has to give him four paras. Two for Sha'ila and two for Schiris. I can ask you, it makes no sense. Like, what if he pays so many paras? So you have to say, when a shoyl borrows something, it's a chiv tashlumim. It's not pshat he has to make sure it's a parah here. When you borrow something and it dies, you makabel yourself a chiv tashlumim for anything that happens to oinus. So here you have to pay for that parah. And for the schiris means you have to make sure he has a parah. Besides the tashlumim, you have to make sure that he's paying for rent. You have to make sure he has a rental. The lacha is, if someone rents something and the thing has an oinus, you have to still replace his car now, his rental car, because he's paying for rent. Therefore, you have to pay him a new parah for the rent. Some say the Rashi doesn't mean really two for the schiris. One for the schiris is enough. Two for she'elu katzachiv tashlumim. Just to be mashal that he has one for the schiris, could be one is enough. Some say Rashi is lav dafka when he says four. But the Gemara either way has a cash like this. There's only one para over here. So I use, like we just asked really, use the same para. I love afka. Afka maschiris. Let's use the same para for the schiris. Then use it for the she'ila, afka mashila, when it leaves the she'ila of Ayla Schiris, use the same paras. It is paras of everything. It's for the she'ila, it's for the borrowing, it's for the schiris. Why do you need two paras? Or three paras? Omalei answers, Umi isla para ba'en the name of the alchi. It's not ba'en the para, it's a chiv tashlumim. It's not still ba'en. If it's still ba'en, if the original para is still here, I can say use the same para. Once the para is now alive and it's a chiv tashlumim, I can't use the same para for everything. Mar bar vashi omar, only have to pay two paras. Chodah the shayla and chodah the schiris. One because vachiv tashlum matz shayla, and one for the schiris. Shum shayla achasi, shum schiris achasi. The shayla, the one of shayla kana legamri. The soicha, the renter, is mekoyne that legamri. The schiris of bayim schirusa, he finishes his yemei schiris and he gives it back to the baalim. Had the lemari, he gives it back to the owner. So the owner really only loses one paro in this case. He only has to pay one. The other one he gets back. He had to pay for both of them because it died, but he gets one back, and he has to pay the one of She'ela. So the bottom line for this Gemara is, we're just bringing out that according to our Mishnah that says that a Seicher can make money on someone else's para, it's even possible to make this money from the owner herself. What's the difference if you lend it out, you shail it to someone else, or shail it to the owner himself? It's all the same thing. A She'ela is more Chayuvim than the Seicher, so it's possible to have the case of our Mishnah, which is Machlekes Rav Yosi Tanakama. Some say this could be even for Rav Yosi. There are cases where Rav Yosi would agree. I entice this. But let's say we're going like Tanakama. Tanakama says a Seicher can make money off the owner's behemah, so you can do it from the owner himself. If the owner is a Shoyal, it's possible the owner will be paying for his own para, will be paying the Seicher. So not only is Seicher making money off someone else's para, he's making this money from the Baalim himself. And that was the Shaka of Tyre Gemara. The Shaka was maybe how many paras you have to pay for the Shaila, how many paras you have to pay for the Schiris. That was the Shaila in the Gemara. But like the bottom, this you do see clearly is that you can make money off the Bailim itself. That's the interesting part of this Gemara. The Pa'amim Shah Bailim Mishalman Kama Paras means the owner himself will have to pay paras.